This summer, I was with one of the largest entertainers in the world who was facing his health problems, and he was in the hospital, and he came into the room, and we sat there knee to knee for an hour. And at 75 years old, he wanted to know at that point in his life how I did this. Do you want to give up? Ever? No. Do you get up every day and do this? Yes. 4 or 5 hours of treatments every day. 100 years of hospitalizations every year. Where does that come from? And a man that had been an inspiration for my entire life in the entertainment business suddenly heard he needed to go pick up some Wayne Dyer books because he was facing his own challenges at that point in his life. These last 6 months, since September 11th, I've had some personal issues that just rocked my inner peace and rocked my spiritual world. To the depth of areas that I haven't been till I was 19. This Christmas was the first time I was hospitalized. No family, no friends. I'd lost a best friend with CF in October. I'd lost a 14-year relationship in November. And here I was in a hospital facing for the first time what it was like to worship on Christmas alone. But during that holiday season, when I was struggling for this inner peace and struggling for this spiritual guidance, I turn on the television and who do I see but doing a PBS special? Wayne Dyer. And as you said yesterday, the teacher is always available when you're ready to learn. So I would just like to share with you that whatever adversity that's challenging you today, own it. Embrace it. Be spiritual about it. Because you never know the next day how you face that adversity is going to impact somebody else. And in return, impact somebody else. And that's the gift. The struggle day to day is not a problem. It's the gift that makes the struggle worthwhile. So thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, John. So you picked the one instrument that you need lung power for to play. Jan's going to play the trumpet for us when he recollects himself, you know, after this session. That was great. I never like to take the credit for anybody's movement along the path, because if you take the credit, you got to take the blame. I've often said that you see a lot of bumper stickers around the country that say, if you can read this sign, thank a teacher. But I've never seen one that says, if you can't read this, blame a teacher. So you're right. I think of what I do and the work I've done and the books I've produced and the tapes and so on as very much like the manual in your car. You know, when you get a flat tire, which I just did recently, in a rent-a-car on Maui, out in the middle of nowhere after being on horses all day. You reach into the glove compartment and there's a little manual. And if you wait for it to fix the flat, you're going to sit there for a long time. But if you open it up and take what's in there and apply it, you put on that little donut and get yourself a new car the next day. And a bill from them as well, by the way. So thanks, John. And I appreciate your words. You're very eloquent. You mesmerize this audience, and they will be words that will inspire people, not just for the next few years, but hundreds of years from now, when our children's 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 children are coming along. These words will be, and your words will be available to them. That's always the beauty of putting things out there, is that you create a permanent record for humanity. And you just never know. There might be some unborn soul who will decide that cystic fibrosis isn't something that they have to die from 1,000 years from now. Thanks. Okay, this principle that I would like to speak about now is called treating yourself as if you already were what you'd like to become. And it's one of the One of the things that we had when we were very young and oftentimes lose, children are very good at this, at acting as if, just acting as if. My children are masters of this.